many of these new approaches are actually already being implemented across our organizations and with the national authorities of all of the countries we work with. Absolutely, the panelists will be available over the coming days and more to answer your questions, to partner with you, to continue discussing. We have a follow-up. We have a follow-up session. We have the second part of this session continues on Thursday. Some of the panelists here are giving other presentations or have booths and have made themselves available for answering questions. I'd like to also reiterate the point made by our colleague, Mr. Evans, about his initiative on capturing all of the lessons learned, which his presentation was about. I think all of us are very motivated to, you know, we thrive towards that. That's what we do on a daily basis, each of us from our respective viewpoints. Finally, there is, this is the point of those forums. This is the point of the NDM. All of the PowerPoint presentations that you've seen today and along the week are available on the website. I hope I answered your question. Thank you. Any other comment or question from the panel as well? Well, thank you very much. Today we heard 7 speakers presenting 8 new approaches, methods, and tools to improve both the understanding of the threat and the impact of that threat on the communities and on the mine action responders, as well as improving our response. We will hear about the further 8 presenters on Thursday. So this wide range of innovations indicate the fresh thinking in this sector, but also the constant effort to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our work and to evolve and meet the changing threats and needs of the affected communities. As we know very well, but as was demonstrated again today, innovation is not only the development of new technologies, but very much also the use of existing technologies and information in a more clever, agile, and creative way. So thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, you ready? Yeah, photographer.